We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. If you've seen your representative in Washington lately or been to a constituent event near your home, you may have noticed an extra policeman on the corner, a squad car outside, or maybe a congressional staffer scanning the crowd. Lawmakers are changing security procedures in response to the attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson last month. And many of them are rethinking the balance between easy interaction with voters and safety. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's an icy night. Constituents of newly elected Maryland Republican Andy Harris are out to celebrate the opening of his first office in the district.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out and sharing your evening.
Milling around in the crowd is a local county sheriff. And just outside, a police officer sits in his squad car watching the cars and trucks that carry people to the event. Congressman Harris says he just took an extra little step.
When you're out in public, especially in a very public place, it makes sense to make sure local law enforcement's informed, to make sure that you've consulted with them to see if any additional measures need to be taken. And I think that's what we're going to see members do.
That's the number one tip congressional law enforcement had for lawmakers after the shooting in Tucson. Make sure the local cops know about your event, because they have a better idea of the local threats than the federal agencies do. That sheriff in the crowd is Dallas Pope of Maryland's Talbot County. He says local police, too, are thinking a little differently after the shooting.
I think that we're more attuned to some of the minor issues that may in the past have been mere discussion or talk, whereas now we're looking at it as a potential security threat when someone such as a congressman is visiting.
Something that might have been a minor issue before, a constituent at an open event getting angry and aggressive with the congressman. Sheriff Pope says that's not uncommon.
Sometimes the public forums with the old open mic generate a lot of interesting people that want to come up and be heard, and thus we need to be involved.
This is very important, says Terrence Gaynor. He's the former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, and he's now the Senate Sergeant at Arms, responsible for the security of senators. Gaynor says in just about every district across the country, there are people who come to lawmakers' events who are a little off, and the staff has to deal with it.
Where heretofore they might have said, oh, that's crazy Joe or that's just Sally. Now they're saying, should I be more concerned about that?
Part of what's making Gaynor and the others think more about this is Jared Loeffner, the attacker in the Tucson shooting. Loeffner is reported to have held a grudge against Congresswoman Giffords, sparked by the events at a constituent event in the summer of 2007. In the open forum, Loeffner reportedly asked the congresswoman, "What is government if words have no meaning?" Giffords brushed him off and went to the next question. Sergeant-at-Arms Gaynor says a little thing like that may not be criminal, but what it may be is a dot. Remember the dots? Those bits of information that somehow don't seem to get connected very often? Well, Gaynor says police can't connect the dots if they don't get them in the first place. So they're asking congressional staff to report those little scuffles or odd things that happen so they can try to prevent larger problems later. Now, there's another side to this. The possibility that lawmakers could have fewer of these events or interact with constituents in public less often.
No, absolutely. You cannot, and I will not.
Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz says there's a fine balance here.
I worry that in even using a security presence more so than we have before, that I might seem less approachable.
And therefore lose something that Wasserman Schultz says is absolutely necessary to her job, direct, open contact with her constituents often. Because if lawmakers don't have that, she says, the word representative loses its meaning. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.